This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
SJ is back in the state.
I am, yeah. I've been here for about a month now, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Even longer.
You used to be a Southside kind of chicken. We're just chatting off air that you're now a Northside girl.
My friend keeps calling Essendon Mordor because it's far, far away from everywhere else.
You know what the good thing about Essendon is?
What?
You have a huge shopping centre there that you can just like shop till you drop.
Where? DFO, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And if worse comes worse, you can hire a light plane for the day at Essendon Airport.
Yes. That's why we're there, close to the airport. But no, it's just, I feel like I'm not in Kansas anymore. It's a lovely suburb, but it's just lots and lots of families, and I'm not in that way inclined.
Do you ever get that feeling that, you know, when you move to a new suburb and you're trying to adjust and you always get that feeling like it's not quite right, like something's missing?
Yep. Bars. That's what's missing in my life. It's like there's like two restaurants and one sort of family pub that's always full of screaming children. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? No, it's good. It's less temptation, ads.
Well, you
less
did get temptation. Married.
I know. That's and now look at me. Now I live in Mordor. No. Don't get married. Seriously.
So before we were chatting about your move from, you used to live here in South Yarra, or as you used to call it, South Yarra.
And now I live in Mordor, commonly known as Essendon. I've been getting some flack on SMS from that as well. I'm really sorry if you do live in Essendon, and I'm actually going to defend my area now after I've badmouthed it.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so public holiday Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go out all day, leave the house at about 10 o'clock in the morning, go out with friends, have some drinks, live music, get back at 10 p.m. that night. Drive up, park the car in the driveway, and our front door is wide open, and the security light above the door is open. So we're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So we get out and kind of run into the house. All of our stuff is there. Nothing's been touched at all. So we ended up having this massive argument because me and my partner, neither one of us can remember who left the house last and forgot to shut the door. We left the door open for 12 hours.
Wow.
Our front door, wide open, not a single thing stolen.
See, I used to do that when I was a kid. Used to be able to do that here in Melbourne.
Yes,
when you're
and I'm 34. I have no excuse. But yeah, seriously, Mordor is really safe.
Wow.
Maybe the thieves thought it was a trick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this looks too easy. Nah, we won't bother.
It's like, did you ever watch Seinfeld?
Yes.
The one where Jerry kind of, you know, walks away from the Mercedes Benz that has this awful stank about it.
Yeah.
And drops the keys in there, and the thief is like, it's
too easy.
Yeah,
too easy.
There's something a bit wrong here.
Yeah, and I kind of felt like, oh God, we don't even have home and contents insurance. Like we would have been screwed, and it totally would have been our fault.
I reckon. You know what? You know what? A thief probably walked in and went, you know, I'm not gonna take anything. I'm gonna screw them. I'm gonna move one object, and they're gonna be searching the house all night, going, my God, what did they take? And then they'd be like, who put the spoon on the sink like that?
Yeah, dun dun dun. Or what's even worse is maybe they looked around the house and realized our stuff wasn't worth stealing.
Oh, shame. That's so depressing.
I know.
What type of... Do they have 800 count cotton sheets? No, it's only 200.
Oh, don't bother.
Stuff this.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.